You're listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Well, we're finally here. It is spring. We're getting lighter evenings now. The clocks, by the time you listen to this, would have gone forward an hour to British summertime. So I'm recording this on Good Friday. And so the clocks go forward, I think, early hours of Sunday morning, something like that. So we'll get that extra bit of light in the evening, which is going to be very, very welcome indeed. And hopefully I'll be able to get a little bit of gardening in when I get back from work over the next few weeks. So that'll be fantastic. Now, I've got to say a big thanks for all the messages after the last show. And thanks again to David Hinckley of GrowMad for joining me and talking about his great website. That's the growmad.co.uk. And also talking about the growing of chilies. So I hope you got some inspiration from that. I certainly have. I've got mine in there, and we'll definitely be getting back to David again sometime later this year, hopefully. Now, as I mentioned, my chilies, they're in the propagator, starting to grow away, together with three varieties of tomatoes. I'm growing Sungold, Marmande, and the good old favourite Moneymaker this year. And I've got to say, the seedlings soon popped up and are growing really well. I've also got peppers in there, and they're just making an appearance too. Always a great sight, isn't it, when you see those seedlings appear there. So they're off to a good start. And of course, we can all get stuck into one of the busiest periods in the garden or on the allotment. However, my allotment, it's still very, very saturated. We've had a nice day actually here today, a lovely morning, but this afternoon it didn't last very long. And we've had a very, very heavy downpour this afternoon up here in Lancashire. But hopefully the forecast is a bit better for the rest of the Easter weekend. So fingers crossed, I'll get out there. So as I said, my allotment is still pretty much saturated on the ground. So I've done no groundwork whatsoever, kept it all covered over still. And that will stay like that just until it gets a bit drier and a bit warmer, and the soil has warmed up a bit more. But what can we be doing? Well, Easter is the traditional time, of course, for planting potatoes. But up here in Lancashire, as I said, it's just been too wet. Easter's very early, of course, this year. So I'm giving potato planting a bit of a miss just for a little while longer. Otherwise, they'll just simply rot in the ground, I reckon. So mine are still chitting away, and they'll be ready to plant out, I'm hoping, in just a couple of weeks' time, really. Now, if you want to have a listen to a previous podcast on growing potatoes, and also the Potato Day events, if you're not sure what they are, then have a look back at all the podcasts. And there was one pretty much just over a year ago, 3rd of February 2023, on potatoes and potato days. Go back and have a listen to that. A fascinating insight into potato days there, and some good advice as well on growing your potatoes. Now, what can we be getting on with for April, as we're very shortly coming into April? Well, you can start sowing in a propagator aubergines, courgettes, squash and pumpkins. And that reminds me, actually, I must give my cousin Colin a call just to see what plans he's got for growing giant pumpkins. Again, Colin featured on a program quite some time ago, a couple of years ago now. Colin grows giant pumpkins. So he talked us through the whole process that he goes through, preparing the ground months and months and months in advance. And he's an avid pumpkin grower, giant pumpkin grower. So I need to get back in touch with Colin, I think, and just see what his plans are for this year. But other things you can set off in April are broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and you can start sowing some parsley in the greenhouse as well. I have set my broad beans off. You can do that from now on. I started mine off a few weeks ago, perhaps the middle of March, something like that, in pots in the greenhouse, and they're just breaking through the compost in the pots. I can just see them this morning, actually, just making a little appearance there. It's also time for cucumbers, tomatoes, as I mentioned earlier. Again, I set my tomatoes off about 2 or 3 weeks ago in a propagator. And as I mentioned, they're growing really, really well. And it won't be long until I need to pot them on once those true leaves have appeared there. Lettuce, chard, radish, peas, they can all be sown now. And you can get your beetroot started. Again, I start mine off in pots, which I do with most things, really. Pots in the greenhouse. I haven't got a heated greenhouse, just a cold greenhouse. So I start everything off in there. And you may recall, I put all brand new racking up there, that collapsible racking. So when you don't need it, you can just fold it down. And that's great. So all that is up and getting full now with all the seed trays and the pots of all these seeds that I've set off. If you've got any figs, it's time to prune your fig trees. And again, I must get in touch with my old mate Mark over in Yorkshire. I know he's got a great specimen of a fig tree there. And so I'll have to remind him just to start to prune that, taking out any damaged branches, any dead branches, etc. first, and then pruning away there. Just one note of warning, of course, that's caught me out many, many times in the past, and that is frost. So be dead careful what and where you plant out, if you're planting anything out at the moment. So don't be in a rush to get your plants out of the greenhouse and into the ground. It could all go a bit pear-shaped if we have a late frost. And up here, we can have frost into early May. I've known that at my cost in the past. So just be mindful of that. And if you've only got a small garden or you don't have an allotment, don't forget you can grow plenty of veg and salads in pots. And also, if you don't have a propagator or a greenhouse, anything like that at all, or even if you don't have time to grow things from seed and prick them out and everything that's involved with that, just go down to your garden centre and you'll find an ever-increasing number of vegetable and salad plants ready to go in trays. I was at a fantastic local garden centre just the other week, and they had an incredible range. They had, what did they have there? Leeks, they had carrots, cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, swede, they had tomatoes, chilies, onions, red cabbage, the lot there. And they were really very, very impressive trays of plants too, and reasonably cheap. So if you haven't got the time, haven't got the equipment to grow from a seed, get down to your local garden centre and just see what they've got there. You might just be a little bit surprised. And if you do, just ask them when they should be planted out in your local area. Like I mentioned, don't be caught out with a frost at this stage now and just ruin everything. So just ask them best time to plant them out. So there's really no excuses there. It's time to get growing. And just something I noticed on the news a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago now, and that was a little piece about slugs and snails. And of course, they get a pretty bad reputation with us gardeners, and we tend to pick them off and either dispatch them or fling them as far away as possible. But there's this campaign to get to know a little bit better your slugs and snails. And if you go to the website Wild About Gardens, that is wildaboutgardens.org.uk, they've got a really good website there all about making friends with mollusks. And I'm just looking at the website now, and fantastic photographs actually as well of slugs and snails on there. And it talks about their bad reputation, especially with gardeners like I've just mentioned. But actually, they recycle a lot of waste. They're a food source for many other species of wildlife, from birds to beetles, and they do a lot of good in the garden. In fact, there's only a very small number of them that actually cause us gardeners a problem. And I'm just reading out here. It says on the website where to start. And it goes on to say, we can start by getting to know slugs and snails a little bit better. There are around 150 species in the UK, and only a few cause problems to our prized plants. So there you go. And it talks about all the slugs and snails that you're likely to find. And there's such a massive range. Like I said, around about 150 species in the UK alone. And I'm just looking on the website now, and they've got a great downloadable booklet here that you can just click on and download. And it tells you all about our, hopefully, going to be our friendly mollusks in the future. We've got hedgehog slugs, we've got dusky slugs, we've got green collar slugs, we've got white-lipped snails, garlic snails, two-toothed door snails. How about that? So there's loads there for you to perhaps get to know a bit better. And so have a look at that. Just download that guide. And then you can join a slug safari. Now, I haven't looked into that, but I think you just sign up to the website and you go out there one evening with this downloadable guide and just have a forage around your garden and see what you find. Identify them. So that'll be a bit of fun. Great fun for your kids as well to look under bits of wood and all that kind of stuff to see where you can find these slugs and snails and just see what you've got growing there. Great fun. Gotta be. I'm going to certainly do it. And of course, it's slug weather. It's all nice and damp for them at the moment. So there you go. Get to know your slugs and snails. They're not all as bad as we think. Now, Gardener's World, of course, is back. I'll be watching that tonight, Friday night. And next week, one of my favourite gardening programmes, Beech Grove Garden, up there in Aberdeen in Scotland, and featuring gardens and allotments all around Scotland as well. And I always think if you can grow things up there in those harsh conditions, then you can grow anywhere. There's no excuse for me. So great bit of inspiration there. So Beech Grove Garden, it's back, and you can catch that Thursday, 4th of April on BBC Scotland at 8 p.m. It's on Friday, the 5th of April on BBC, and it's repeated Sundays on the 7th of April at 9 a.m. in the morning. So BBC Scotland, 4th of April on the BBC, the 5th of April, and that's 7:30, and repeated Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. That's Sunday, the 7th of April. And on the first programme, you can see Carol and George reviewing what's happened over the winter. And I guess it's been pretty wet up there as well. Now, if you're a beginner garden, they've got a new segment in the show called Back to Basics. And they'll be looking at what tools you need to get started, all that kind of stuff. And Carol and George will also be, I believe, shifting the Beech Grove rhubarb plot as well. And Brian Cunningham is tackling the basics of gardening in a greenhouse. He'll be taking you through all starting off in a greenhouse. And plus the weekly hints and things to do for the coming week, etc. And they'll be visiting allotments, and I think their first visit is to allotment in Dundee. So I'm pleased that on. I hope you are too. Don't miss it. They're a great bunch of people up there. Fantastic show. Well, that's about all. Just a short one today because I'm going to get out there and maybe search for a few slugs and snails, see if I can identify them, and pop in the greenhouse, see what's going on down there. So that's all the time we've got. If you want to get hold of me, if you've got any ideas from the show, if you want to have a chat on the show, all you have to do is email me. That's rparry1961@gmail.com. There's also, I believe now, a feature on the podcast where you can leave a message. So if you leave any contact details, I'll certainly come back to you. No problem at all. Or you can search the internet. Just type in Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show, and you'll find us there and you can message from there. So here we go. Spring is here. Get yourself out there. Get yourself growing and have a great time. Thanks for listening. Ta-ra. You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show.